Oregon has spent more than $43 million to build its own online healthcare exchange. It paid that money to Oracle Corporation, a Silicon Valley titan. The results? Missed deadlines, a non-functional website, and a state forced to process thousands of applications on paper. But as NPR's Steve Henn reports, there is little hope that the state will get its money back from Oracle.
As early as last spring, officials within Oregon's state government were sounding alarms about Oracle's work on the state's ambitious online healthcare exchange. Oracle was behind schedule, missing deadlines, and worse, the company didn't seem able to offer an estimate of what it would take to get the state's online healthcare exchange up and running.
It is the most maddening and frustrating position to be in.
Liz Baxter is the chair of the board for Cover Oregon, the state's online exchange.
We have spent a lot of money to get something done, to get it done well, to serve the people in our state, and it is maddening that we can't seem to get over this last hump.
Oregon had an ambitious goal, a one-stop shop where anyone could go to find out if they qualified for insurance.
In hindsight, which is always wonderful, what we did is we made decisions that made our system much more complicated to build.
The vision was that Medicaid recipients, small businesses, and folks in the individual market could all shop for insurance in one place. Initially, Oracle promised it could get the job done. But by mid-May, Cover Oregon's executive director, Rocky King, wrote the company pleading for, quote, a simple calendar schedule to ascertain whether or not we'll be able to deliver a working website by October 1st. 5 months later, when Oregon's healthcare exchange was supposed to go live, the website still didn't work. And as recently as 2 weeks ago, the state still hadn't managed to sign up a single person for private health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. In desperation, Liz Baxter says Cover Oregon hired hundreds of temporary workers and cobbled together an application based on paper. Now, that's the only way to apply. David Klein is dealing with the fallout of all this. He's an author and a freelance journalist.
I have a wife and two young kids.
Klein is self-employed and eager to shop for new health insurance coverage on Oregon's public exchange.
It costs a lot of money to buy your own insurance. We spend about $25,000 a year on insurance, premiums, copays, unreimbursed expenses. That's a lot of money. Some people can live on that.
Klein quickly realized that he could buy better insurance for less on Oregon's exchange, but signing up hasn't been easy. After realizing the website was hopeless, Klein tried applying by paper, but he soon realized the paper application had flaws that made reporting an accurate income impossible. He was publicly promised a fix, but...
Well, I just downloaded the application this morning, the new application.
And there is no fix. Originally, officials in Oregon hoped that Klein and tens of thousands of others like him would be able to do all of this online. The state hired Oracle to make that possible, and it's paid the company more than $43 million so far. But Oracle has missed deadline after deadline.
Right. They told us October 1st. They told us October 15th. They told us November 1st. They told us November 30th. Come on.
Now, Cover Oregon is telling its citizens who need insurance that they'll need to get their paper applications postmarked by December 4th this week in order to get coverage by the beginning of next year. And they'll need to finish the process and pick a plan by the 15th. Oracle didn't respond to our requests for comment about delays, but the company is now telling state officials that its website should be up and working by December 16th, the day after the deadline. And today, Cover Oregon's executive director resigned, citing medical reasons. Steve Henn, NPR News.